You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
January 10th, 2019. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
On tonight's show, we're going to be joined by the star of Ballers and the hit movie Black Klansman. John David Washington is here, everybody. And please prepare yourselves. He is very sexy. We're also going to be talking about the latest in the government shutdown, including President Trump's trip to the border, where he illegally snuck into Mexico to see how they like it. Yeah, spoiler alert, we are also not sending our best. But first, let's catch up on today's headlines. It is 663 days until the next presidential election, but the campaign is already underway. One of the Democrats exploring a run is former Texas representative and weathered teenage boy Beto O'Rourke. All week, he's been traveling around talking to everyday Americans and posting stories on his Instagram. And it turns out, maybe there is such a thing as too relatable.
That is indeed Beto O'Rourke in the dentist chair, talking to people near the border about what life is like there, including talking to his own dentist.
So I'm here at the dentist, and we're going to continue our series on the people of the border. I'm here with Diana, my dental hygienist. Diana's going to tell us a little bit about growing up in the province.
Yeah, Beto. It looks like he didn't understand what his advisor meant when he said all the kids are flossing. Because, what's next? Ted Cruz checking his beard for lice on TikTok? Come on, man. But this is a genius way to avoid tough questions, right? Because it'd be like, Congressman, how can you call yourself a progressive candidate when you voted for drilling in the Gulf of Mexico? It'd be like, great question. Moving on to a congressman who did something even less cool than visit a dentist. Representative Steve King of Iowa. King has often faced accusations of racism. Now, that's mostly because of all the racist stuff he says. But today, he defended himself by saying, what's wrong with racism anyway?
Steve King defending himself after a newly published article from the New York Times saying he's not racist. But then in the article, the congressman from Iowa's 4th District questions why the term white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive language.
Yeah, I'm not racist. You niggas need to calm down. Now, I know it sounds bad, but at least he didn't do something truly unforgivable, like say mother or dance on a rooftop once, you know what I'm saying? Moving on to some news from Paris, the capital of fine dining.
The very first restaurant serving only nude diners in Paris is shutting down. The restaurant Au Naturel has only been open for 15 months. Apparently, business has been suffering from a lack of customers. Not many people want to show up naked. The nudist restaurant plans to close its doors for good on February 16th.
Yeah, they had a good run.
That's right. France's first nude restaurant is closing February 16th, which means my Valentine's Day reservation is still good to go. Yeah. Yeah, you know, nothing quite says love like spilling hot clam chowder on my genitals. It's just Can you imagine being a health inspector there? What happens? You just walk in and kill yourself? Like, and what if you're a waiter having to deal with the customers? Be like, excuse me, there's a hair in my chicken. Be like, well, sir, your balls are all over my chair, so we're even. All right, let's move on to our main story. Today marks day 20 of the federal government shutdown. Farmers can't get the loans that they're promised. People are facing evictions, and the government's so broke, they had to start renting the Lincoln Memorial out on Airbnb. And because 800,000 government workers are not being paid, some of them were rallying in DC today. So we sent Michael Costa to show some support.
It's day 20 of the second longest government shutdown in history. 1995, we're coming for you. Woo!
With no end in sight, civil servants are marching on Washington, D.C., and the president knows why.
People that won't get next week's pay or the following week's pay, I think if you ever really looked at those people, I think they'd say, Mr. President, keep going.
He's talking about people who work for the IRS or Homeland Security or NASA and are about to miss their first paycheck.
Time to give these people a chance to speak to the president directly and to tell him to keep going. This is a card for President Trump to tell him to keep going. You write whatever you want to President Trump and his keep going card.
American Federation of Government Employees, hell no.
He wrote, keep going, Mr. President. We are all not behind you. You mean not is what he meant to write.
Stop the BS.
Stop the BS. Bad seeds trying to come in from over the border, right? We got it, Ryan.
Michael Costa, everyone. Thanks so much, Michael. Now, with all the support behind him, President Trump decided to plow forward on proving his case for a border wall. So today, the commander-in-chief put on his travel Barbie outfit and flew down to the southern border to get a first-hand account of the situation. And while he was there, he gave us all a drunk history lesson.
They say a wall is medieval. Well, so is a wheel. A wheel is older than a wall. And I looked, and every single car out there, even the really expensive ones that the Secret Service uses, and believe me, they are expensive. I said, do they all have wheels? Yes. Oh, I thought it was medieval. The wheel is older than the wall. You know that? And there are some things that work. You know what? A wheel works, and a wall works.
You know, if a football player got up after a tackle and started talking like that, the trainer would be like, we need to get you to the locker room now. Your brain is not okay. And just by the way, I can't believe we have to say this. If there are any kids watching that are going to use this on a history test, walls are actually much older than the wheel, right? 6,000 years older than the wheel. Like, back in the day, cavemen had walls. So I guess people should stop calling Trump a Neanderthal because a Neanderthal would know that. Hashtag not my Neanderthal. Now, after putting the president's word through Google Translate, I think what he's trying to say is that just because the wall is old technology doesn't mean it's not going to be effective, right? The only problem is, since walls have been around for so long, people have had centuries to figure out how to get through them.
The president in the Oval Office address and his administration have been pushing this idea now of this, a steel slat barrier, which is already in use down here along the southern border. We know from DHS testing over the course of the last year that all of President Trump's prototypes were breachable in some way. But now for the first time, NBC News has exclusively obtained a photograph of the steel slat barrier style border wall design that was clearly cut through with what we are told is a household saw.
Okay. Now, you laugh, but to be fair, you can't just get through with a household saw, okay? You also need some immigrant can-do work ethic. Because let me tell you, I've tried sawing before, and that shit takes forever. After 5 minutes, I was like, forget it, I'm just gonna bury the body in one piece. Like, actually, it's so hard to saw through that level of steel that I think if a Mexican manages to saw his way into America, we should just give that person a job. Yeah. Yeah, like, just hire them. In fact, here's my pitch. That should be how you do merit-based immigration, right? However they manage to get in should just be, like, the skill that you use to your advantage in America. If you saw through, you work in construction. Go, straight away. If they climb over the wall, you're a firefighter now. Go, 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 go. And then all you guys running away, we'll see you on the Olympic team. USA, 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 USA. No, no, USA, USA. Now you'd think the news that you can just saw through a steel wall would be devastating news for Trump. But apparently, he already knows about this, and he's not concerned.
There are pictures this morning showing steel barrier wall being sawed straight through. What good is a steel wall if they can saw through it?
There's nothing that can't be penetrated, but you fix it. But it's a very difficult thing to do. But that's a wall, and they have other walls. We have many walls under consideration. Even concrete. There's acid that can go through concrete.
Don't give them more ideas. What are you doing? I didn't even know that was possible. You're gonna build a wall and then tell everyone how to get through it? Trump would be the worst bank robber ever. This is a stick up, but I've got weak wrists. If you hit me right here, the gun will fly out. It's just gonna fly out right here. But look, I get what he's saying. Again, I get it. Even if a wall isn't 100% impenetrable, it's still better than nothing. And America's gonna need all the help it can get because the way Trump tells it, things on the border are about to get nuts.
Here's the story. There is another major caravan forming right now in Honduras. And so far, we're trying to break it up. But so far, it's bigger than anything we've seen.
Wow, another caravan. It's so convenient how whenever Trump needs to win something, a big, scary caravan is always coming to kill us all. Because first it was the midterms, and now it's the shutdown. Like, I feel like if Trump isn't careful, he's gonna run into a boy who cried wolf situation, you know? Someday, there is gonna be a big caravan full of ISIS drug dealers and Shreks pouring over the border. And Trump will be like, there really is a caravan this time. And we'll be like, whatever, old man. Ah, the Shrek's eating my face. We'll be right back.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to The Daily Show, everybody. You guys are fun, man. Thanks for being here. It was a really fascinating discussion I stumbled upon online. And it was about the new Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart movie. You seen it? It's a beautiful story that has been adapted. It's from a French movie originally called The Untouchables. And it's a story of, I guess in the movie, it's an African man who lives in France, French guy, and he gets employed by this rich paraplegic man to come and like look after him. And it's like a, you know, odd pairing, and they get to know each other, and it's a beautiful story. And I saw Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston are remaking the movie, and it looks like it's gonna be good. And what was interesting is there was a big, you know, outrage online that started up yesterday, where people were complaining, saying, why is Bryan Cranston playing a disabled person? Why didn't they get a disabled person to play a disabled person? And I'm not gonna lie, my first instinct, because I love Bryan Cranston, my first instinct immediately, I was like, are you being serious? I was like, guys, come on, man, we're going too far now. I was like, you can't, like, the actors. Actors are gonna act. You can't, like, the whole point of acting, if we get everyone who is the thing to be the thing, then it's not acting, then it's just the thing, it's a documentary. Like, get the act, that's the whole point of acting. You know, and I was like, come on, man, we're going too far. Of course he's gonna play the person. And then, you know, obviously online, everyone just swears at each other. Nobody speaks anymore. No one has a conversation that's nuanced. But there was one actor who is in a wheelchair, and I didn't know of him. I didn't know who he is. He just wrote a really cogent, beautiful response online. Didn't fight with anybody. Didn't call anybody anything. Didn't judge anybody. And he completely opened my eyes to a perspective I never thought of. He said, I understand what an actor is. I, too, am an actor. He said, but I'm an actor in a wheelchair. And I never see parts that are leading roles for a person in a wheelchair. And so the one time I see a role where there's a person in a wheelchair, I think, wow, this could be it. This could be the moment where I have all of the tools necessary to play this part. Do I get a shot at playing it? And he was like, because when you think of it on the flip side, they never call people with wheelchairs in to play able-bodied people, and they'll get able-bodied people to play people in wheelchairs. And I was like, snap, I never thought of it like that. You know, my perspective, obviously, as someone who is not in a wheelchair, I never thought of it that way. And I sat there and I was like, it's powerful because you don't think about representation, you don't think about how important it is for people to see themselves on screen, like in a real way. And at the same time, I don't think Bryan Cranston did anything wrong. You know, I don't think everything has to be a fight. It's just like a moment to be like, hey, maybe next time in Hollywood, people can look at that and go, maybe you can get a relatively unknown actor to play that role and then put an A-lister opposite them. Maybe it becomes their breakout. Maybe this becomes the thing that blows them up. And that's where you realize like how powerful representation is. Because if you are a person in a wheelchair, and how many movies come along where the lead character is in a wheelchair? There's virtually none. And I honestly, I even myself, I was like, oh man, I have to try and understand that a little bit more. It was eye-opening. And I did understand it when he said it like that a bit, because I remember when they announced The Lion King was gonna be made in America. They were like, The Lion King's gonna be made. They're looking, and I was like, my phone's gonna ring, right? The whole time I was waiting, and then they were like, Beyonce's gonna be, I was like, okay, cool. Beyonce and then they were like, another person, I was like, and then they were like, Donald Glover, I was like, okay, good, and I was just like waiting. I was so ready to be in The Lion King that every time my phone rang, every time, I didn't even hesitate, I answered, it'd be like, I was like, nah, like, oh, hello? No, I already have insurance, thank you. Okay, thank you, but why? Yeah, because I might be in The Lion King, that's why, thank you. Well, thank you very much. I hope they think that too. Thank you very much, all right, bye. So, I get, but I will say, like, it was just a beautiful moment. I hope, I'll try and be a part of that as a human online and in real life, but I appreciated how that guy, who is an actor in a wheelchair, took a moment to go, hey, you didn't do anything wrong to me, but let me explain to you my point of view.
And it was just like a moment in the internet where I was like, oh yeah, this is what we could use this thing for. Yeah, that was nice. It was like just like a little moment of solace. Then it went back to, you must all die. Die, kill yourself, die. Show your real face, give me your address, I'll come and kill you. But that moment was beautiful. It was fun, yeah. Any questions before we move on? What role would I play in Lion King? I would have played Rafiki. Are you kidding me? Would have loved to be Rafiki. Could have been anything. I'm not even picky about those things. I'll be a tree. It'd be like an African tree in the background. I would have been the rumbling of the buffalo in the stampede. Like, I could have been the. I just want to be a part of it. That's all. I get it. No. Hey, don't feel sorry for me. I'm doing great in life. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm just saying. I just would have been nice. I'm fine, guys. I'm fine. I'm not stressed at all. Okay, like Hakuna Matata. Welcome back to the Daily Show. My guest tonight is a Golden Globe-nominated actor whose latest film is the critically acclaimed Black Klansman. Please welcome John David Washington.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
First things first. Welcome to the show, and congratulations on your Golden Globe nomination. That was huge. Yeah.
Amazing. I've experienced through, you know, the son perspective and my father being nominated, but to get invited to the table, it was a dream come true. It really was.
Right. You have been someone who's been thrust into the limelight. A lot of people first saw you on Ballers, mm-hmm. you know, but you started your acting career at a young age. I see here that you were in Malcolm X when you were, what, 9 years old?
I was six, and I was more of a background artiste.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But I had a line, I'm Malcolm X, is the first kid that jumps up and says the line. And it was amazing. I always wanted to be an actor, though. My favorite movie growing up was Glory, and I knew every line of every character. All I wanted for Christmas was a new VHS tape, because I broke it, because I watched it so many times.
Right.
And then the blue suits that the soldiers wanted. And I got that blue suit for Christmas, and it was off to the races after that.
You have an interesting story, because you wanted to get into acting, and then your love became sport. What changed? Why did you leave the acting game? And you did well in sport as well. And then what brought you back to acting?
I did all right. Seeing how I was getting treated as my father started becoming more popular, his ascension in the business, I was getting a family start. We started getting treated differently.
Right. And, for those who don't know, he's talking about Denzel Washington, just in case you don't know.
Yeah, that guy. So, as I saw us getting treated differently, we went from, you know, going to Sizzlers to going. So as I started getting treated differently, I wanted to protect my feelings, protect myself.
Right.
And I chose football as this independent card. You know, I had this rebellious quest of making my own name, making it on my own. And I felt like I can hide in the helmet, you know, and just get it done myself.
So. It's interesting that you combined your skills. You know, in Ballers, you're playing an athlete and you are an actor at the same time. And now we've seen that evolution come to the next level in Black Klansman. I mean, it was a phenomenal performance. Everyone who's watched the movie truly loved it. It was a powerful film as well. What was interesting was you didn't audition for this role. Mm. Spike Lee just called you and didn't ask you to. He basically told you you're doing the movie.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's kind of right, yeah. I had done a film called Monster for his wife, who's a producer on it, and he was familiar with some work I did on Ballers. But yeah, I got a text from him saying, yo, this Spike called me. Like, those were the words. And I never talked to him on a cell phone before,
right.
So I had to investigate because I was looking for work. You know what I'm saying? I had to. So I called him. He's like, yo, I got a script. There's a book I want to send you. I read the book. I called him back and said, this is amazing. He said, bet, I'll see you this summer. And we just started going from there.
And it's a really powerful story. For those who haven't seen it, it's the story of a policeman who you play, and your character, Ron.
Ron Stallworth.
Ron Stallworth is a black police officer in a white police department in a town where the Klan really has a big presence, and he works to infiltrate the Klan. This is based on a true story.
Yes, yes. In Colorado Springs in the 70s, Ron Stallworth was the first African-American detective in Colorado Springs.
Right.
And he had read an ad in the paper. They were recruiting. The Ku Klux Klan were recruiting the local paper, and he called them up and said how much he hated black people and other minorities. And they're like, great, we would love you to join.
And what was crazy about this film is that, like, it shows you how powerful, ludicrous, and just wild racism as a concept is. Because, you know, your character in the movie, I mean, you didn't even change your voice in the movie. You just have Ron calling the KKK and being like, let me tell you how much I hate the blacks. And they're like, we love you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's almost like their racism blinded them to every possibility. You know, when you were playing your character and you're going through the story, was it hard for you to maintain that level of being calm and happy whilst at the same time maintaining that level of fear as well? Because Ron had both feelings at the same time.
Yeah, I had to honor the character and what he was going through during that time. I mean, he couldn't break. I mean, he often talked about being on cases, a detective, being like an actor when he's undercover. So he had to play the role. He said he never changed his voice, but he just spoke the language of hate. And we're seeing, it's really highlighted in this film, how generational it is. These certain trigger words that he would use, on air, that would entice them, and how generational that is. And you see it in the film, how Spike tied it all together, what happens at the end of the film.
You have a powerful scene that we watched in that clip. With Adam Driver, who's phenomenal in the film as well. You have a great cast of actors, and the two of you are talking about the Klan. And in this film, there's a lot of people wearing Klan hoods. Mm. And I know that you guys are actors, but was there a moment when you're sitting on set and you look around you and you're like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. What am I? Well, I got to say, during the banquet scene,
yes.
I had to call Ron Stallworth after that day, and I thanked him. I thanked him from the bottom of my heart how heroic he was. During the investigation, there were no cross burnings, there were no terrorist acts or violence on the community. I think that's mission accomplished. That's extremely heroic. But I told him, like, I really appreciate what you did, because he was looking death in the eyes. Like, they could have killed him and buried him, and he had the law on his side. A black man, a black detective in Colorado Springs in the 70s had the law on his side, face-to-face with David Duke.
Right.
So those were very hard. That was a very hard scene. Those were very difficult days. But because of our commander, because of Spike Lee, we felt so comfortable and free to explore that, because we know what we're doing is a part of the storytelling that's going to be told truthfully and right because of Spike Lee. He's a master cinematic tone.
When you look at how the story ties into what America is going through today, you can't ignore it, because the film ends in a really powerful. I won't tell you how the story ends, but the end of the film has the news clippings from Charlottesville, and you see that horrible scene play out again. And I remember I was sitting in the cinema with people and nobody moved. Mm-hmm. Everyone was shaken by it. If someone hasn't watched the movie, or if even people have, what message would you hope they take away from this film?
That I think the answer to peace, with the hope, I think the hope lies in inclusion. Everybody here that's looking, like, we all are different. We all come from different spaces and backgrounds, but it's going to take us to come together. And I think the film lends itself to that kind of hope, because the mission was accomplished because of this, not just this black detective, but white officers that helped him and assisted him into this mission. So it's going to take inclusion.
It's amazing, man. Good job on the film. I'm excited. Congrats on the Golden Globe nomination. I'm hoping we're going to see you nominated for an Oscar as well. Black Klansman is in select theaters and available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. John David Washington, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional,
you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.